know that we were up on the east side of Africa, and we were on our way home. And so the torpedo hit us, and the ship started going right down fast. And the crew members lost one boat on one side, and my boat was on the other side. We were able to get the boat overboard. In the meantime, the raft on the ship had been tripped, and all of it came down in the water, so we went over there and got the food from it, which was all, well, it was things that you put in storage, they don't, nothing but lose or waste. It's dried, like dried crackers and things of that nature. And so we took some of the food off of the raft and put it into our boat. And we were 10 days in my boat, and we went to the shore. Well, we sat around the boats along, but, well, we started to get out of the boat, and most everybody fell down. They couldn't walk, or so lame. We'd been cooped up there so long. And, well, I stayed in one of the native homes one night. I couldn't walk, and it was getting late, so I stayed there. And some of the others stayed nearby. And the next day they came up, and the British embassy had people walking around there, and they took us down to Cape Town. And I went to a hotel down there. No, I went to the hospital first to get back so I could walk. But, and that was about another 10 days there. And then I got out of there, and I don't know where to home, but no airplanes come up, and we just didn't get home then. So I had to stay there quite a bit longer. And they weren't allowed to write any letters, so to tell people where you were, but I managed. Two or three others with us, we finally waited till another ship came along that we knew. And we finally did get home.